Welcome to Taking Effective Action's Healthy Soundbite podcast series. These podcasts were designed with you in mind, the consumer who wants to learn more about healthy living. Each episode will bring you a different topic, providing you with health information from A to Z. So sit back, turn up the volume, and listen in.
This is Dr. Gertie Hurley, the founder and CEO of Taking Effective Action, acronym T. Welcome to Taking Effective Action's Healthy Soundbite podcast series. Our presenter for today is the charismatic Reverend Krishna Natishan, founder and senior pastor of Love AME Church in Largo, Maryland. Pastor Chris, as he is lovingly known by his congregation and the community, will present an overview about precision medicine, pharmacogenomics, and heart health, all important topics in the African-American community today. Here is Pastor Chris.
This is going to be a presentation on what you need to know about pharmacogenomics. Let's keep on going. Here's four of the key points: what it is, what it does, what it doesn't do, and how it helps you. What it is. I like how they broke it down, because it wasn't the easiest thing for many of us to say, but pharmacogenomics. Pharmacogenomics. Let's say it together. Pharmacogenomics. Oh, y'all got it. And what it is the study, it's the study of two different sciences, right? So it's the study of how your genes affect the response to drugs. And it combines pharmacology, which is the science of drugs. Simultaneously, it also has genomics, which is the study of genes and their functions. It develops effective, safe medications and doses tailored to your genetic makeup. Quick question. Has anybody ever went to the tailor?
A tailor.
Anybody ever went to the tailor? You got a, I used to like French cuffs in my pants. And so what they would do is they would pull out this measuring tape, right? And so they'd take the measuring tape and they'll have to go around my waist, but then they go from the waist to, and they would ask me, where do you want the hem to fall? Where do you want it to come down to? And so what they were doing is they were tailoring things to my physical body so that when it came on me, it wasn't just off the shelf, but it looked like it was meant for me to wear. So what this does is develop effective, safe medication and doses that are tailored not to mine, but to your genetic makeup. Pharmacogenomics can help your doctor determine the best medication for you, and it adds to other factors like age, lifestyle, other medications. Anybody, no show of hands, but anybody, and you already know the answer, anybody taking some medication right now?
Yeah.
So when we look at that, that they can take in consideration other medications that you already may be taking. That's significant. And your overall health, because if we're real about it, everybody's in a different state of health.
Right.
And it may lead to better ways of using prescribed drugs for a range of health issues, including heart disease. And when I look across the room, we already know that heart disease is prevalent in many of our communities.
Yes.
Right here. Someone said right here. You're in the right place at the right time to get your blessing. What it doesn't do. Pharmacogenomics does not measure disease risk. Pharmacogenomics does not support research for a variety of drugs. It is limited to certain conditions, including health disease. And it does not tell you the perfect medicine for your condition or give you information about drug and supplement interactions. How does it help? See, that's what we want to know. Well, how is it going to help? Pharmacogenomics, I had to get that back in my head, right? May make some medications work more or less effectively for you than for others. May determine that some medications may produce more or less side effects in you than in others. It may help save time, money, and avoid the trial and error. How many of y'all have been on one medication, they put you on that medication, that one doesn't work, and they say, okay, well, we're going to try you on this one, and then that one doesn't work. And so it may help save the time, and because guess what? We don't get that medication for free. There's a cost. There's a physical cost, and there's a financial cost. And it can save time, money, and avoid the trial and error method to determine the medication that works best for you. The African American Cardiovascular Pharmacogenomics Consortium account is a group of doctors, researchers, community leaders, and patients whose goal is to ensure that all people, that's for everybody, but also including African Americans, would benefit fully from precision medicine. I like that, precision medicine. Precision medicine is an emerging field that looks, matter of fact, I want to show hands. How many of you, and I know some of you have been to this health fair before, how many of you knew about pharmacogenomics already? So the overwhelming majority of us had no idea this. And so what this does is it's an emerging field that looks at how a person's unique genetic makeup can help determine what treatment might work best. And you'll see here there's a website, precisionmedicine4all.com. And it has a count-5. I don't know if they need that part, but they might. Amen. Now, learn more and share. If you're interested in pharmacogenomic testing and precision medicine, don't just go, when we talk about taking effective action, when you go to your doctors, ask. That's action. Ask your primary care physician. But don't just stop there. Share. Matter of fact, that's right. Somebody say ask.
Ask.
Somebody say share.
Share.
Share what you've learned today with family and friends. Anybody, now some of y'all said y'all on medication. Anybody have family or friends who are on medication?
Yeah.
All right? Share the information. Don't just get it for yourself. Especially if you or someone you know is taking cardiovascular disease medication. All right? For more information, visit one of these four websites. You got Precision Medicine, the number 4all.com, precisionmedicine4all.com. genome.gov, in case you're taking notes. Now, do we have an exception for this slide, or do we have this available? It's already in your program. All right. So I won't spell all these out for you. It's in your program, so make sure you take a look at it. And take the time to check out these websites and information, because let's be real, most of us didn't even hear about it before. And so you're getting access to information that's not readily available in our own area and community, but it is available. But you got to ask, and you also need to share. Well, I thank you for your time.
That's it for this session. We have been listening to Reverend Krishna Natisan, founder and senior pastor of Love AME Church, Largo, Maryland. Thank you, Pastor Chris, for your informative presentation on precision medicine, pharmacogenomics, and heart health. I'm Dr. Gertie Hurley. I'd like to thank you for joining us for this episode of Taking Effective Action's Healthy Soundbite series. And remember, take time for tea, taking effective action for spirit, mind, and body health.
Well, that's all for this time. Thanks for joining us today for another episode of Taking Effective Action's Healthy Soundbite series. Stay connected with T. For more information on today's topic, visit us at www.t-action.org. That's the letter T-action.org. For answers to healthy living or to let us know what you think of this podcast, you may email T at info@t-action.org. Again, that's the letter t-action.org. Thanks for tuning in.